on BBC Radio Nottingham. Hello there, my name's Ed Nell, looking after things for Andy at the moment. 19 minutes to three now. So lockdown. Yeah, you wouldn't say it was a brilliant time to start a fledgling business, but loads of people have, haven't they? Biting the bullet, doing just that. The Attic Theatre School in Nottingham City Centre, kind of quite youthful, I suppose, really. They've just celebrated their second birthday, as you'd imagine. It's been a couple of years of contrast, to say the least. Amanda Grimsey is its founder. Afternoon, Amanda.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thanks so much for joining me. So tell me about Attic Theatre School. Who's it aimed at? What's it all about?
Ah, right. OK, so we are age 5 to about 21, although we do have an adult section as well, but primarily we're for younger people. And, yeah, it's all performing arts. We do a lot of musical theatre, acting, and it's about having fun, you know, working on their craft and taking the performing arts in different directions, actually, depending on where their journey takes them. So
you say different directions. I mean, obviously, it's going to be different directions compared to what age they are. But what kind of directions are we talking here?
So some people who attend our lessons are literally coming because they need to build on their confidence. So everybody attends for different reasons. But we have a lot of aspiring young actors, a lot of aspiring young musical theatre kids. And, you know, so they're all coming for different reasons, which is why we offer different types of sessions. So we have a lot of kids who, we do a lot of theatre. We provide children for Bill Kenwright shows, you know, like Joseph when it comes to school.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Nottingham, it's the Attic Theatre students who are the choir. We provide the kids for Nottingham and Derby.
Wow.
Whereas other, you know, but then we have some children who, you know, they're not into singing and they are more thespians, you know, they prefer the acting side. And so we cater for them as well. We do a lot of Shakespeare, you know, so it just varies on, you know, individual needs. We just have to cater for what they are wanting to do.
Now, as I mentioned, it's tough starting a business, isn't it? And a few people are trying it at the moment, going, well, look, I've got a bit of time. Maybe I'll just give it a go. So let's go back 24 months. How difficult was it getting started and establishing the school in the first place?
Okay, so...
here's a story then, if I understand things.
Okay, so I was in a partnership for nearly 20 years, running a theatre school. But then we went separate ways and I started fresh 2 years ago. It's very different doing it on your own, but actually you would always expect the first year to be the year of learning and building and changing different directions, and we did great things in the first year. You know, we did Joseph twice in the first year.
Wow. Yeah, that's good going.
So yeah, really good. You know, plus other bits and pieces, you know, Derby Arts Festival, and they came out with quite a few first places and cups and stuff. But then we always kind of said, you know, it's fine. That first year is going to be a bit tricky, you know, building a new business, because it was a new business. And then the second year is going to be plain sailing.
Oh, if only we knew, hey?
Yes.
Let's talk about that second year. I mean, like the first year, though, it was a good first year by the sound of things.
Yeah, it was a really good first year. I mean, the school kind of tripled in size quite quickly, and I had to bring in more teachers, and we were getting, you know, I was getting emails from actors who actually moved back to Nottingham saying, yeah, I really want to be involved in your school, I'm loving what I'm seeing. And so we've been blessed, really. It's been a really nice journey through that first year, I have to say. And so I was so excited for the second year, and I got big plans and things lined up, and the pandemic came.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine you would have been. I mean, that sounds like a brilliant first year for any business, that you'd be delighted with that. And then, yeah, lockdown came. So how have you had to adapt?
I just had to, well, to be honest, maybe because I had to remould the business the previous year anyway, because obviously I was starting again on my own. I had to remould again.
Blimey.
It was like starting afresh. And it was really tricky because I didn't even know what Zoom was when I...
I don't think anybody did, really.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, isn't it, really?
And now I feel like I'm an expert. And, you know, so the whole thing has gone on to Zoom. And, you know, so March came, we went on to Zoom. And it was, you know, I think with any business, regardless of what industry you are in, when you're facing with one of these situations, you either sink or swim. And I think you have to be prepared to adapt, don't you? You've just got to be prepared to go with the flow and learn. And I have never spent so many hours on YouTube, you know, teaching myself new skills. I can now edit. I'm a great at editing.
That's great. That's a good skill to get there. There you go.
So it was just adapting lessons. And I mean, my heart goes out to teachers. I mean, all those school teachers who are now having to teach online as well. It's, you know, everyone's saying, oh, they just need to teach online. It's not actually quite that simple. And you have to kind of think outside the box a lot more, you know, what will work in that situation, you know, because what will work in the studio won't necessarily work online. So there's a lot of preparation. But I think once you get into the momentum of it all, I mean, we've had a great time, actually.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you've been enjoying it. I mean, but for your students as well, because, I mean, I know, you know, for some people, performing, that's their outlet. And not being able to do that as you're used to, that must have been tough for a lot of your students, I guess.
It's been really tough. It's frustrating. And for me, the mental well-being of the students has always been my priority anyway. And every time, you know, when I can see a little dip, I kind of try and do a little bit of a pick-me-up. I mean, I sent them all little, I called it a hug in a bag, and I sent them all a little, I mean, 75 of them, parcels of little mini hearts and, you know, love heart sweets and little quotes and things, just kind of pick me up. You know, it's hard. It's tough on everybody. I mean, it's tough on us as adults.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I think it's just keeping it fresh, just coming out with finding new ideas, new directions, and letting them kind of escape from everything. And I think that's kind of how we've done it. We've kept big, you know, different projects going throughout the year, just trying to keep the morale up for all the students. And I mean, we got about 6 weeks maybe in the studio.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. It sounds like you're making the best of a bad situation, certainly. Now, here's the big question. How's 2021 looking?
Just as exciting. I'm trying to stay positive. We've got loads of workshops lined up. We have quite a few guest teachers that have been getting involved with us. And again, I think it's just bringing in fresh ideas and listening to the students, listening to what they want to do. So I'm trying to stay positive. I'm literally in the process of lining up the first term because I can't really see us going anywhere fast between now and March. So rather than fall flat on our face and go, oh, we weren't prepared for this, we're kind of preparing for the first 3 months online. And then anything that changes is a bonus, isn't it? If we end up in the studio, amazing. We have an agency side, and that side's picking up again. They're doing a lot of castings on, you know, via Zoom. But we've got one flying out overseas. I can't really say what for.
Oh, secret BBC project. Okay.
Yeah, there's a BBC One drama, new drama happening, and she's flying out next week to film. So, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are starting to progress, and we're kind of finding ways in a safe way to kind of move forward. And I think that's what it's all been about, isn't it? Just adapting and ensuring that safety is a priority, and whatever we can do in between all that is a bonus.
Absolutely. Amanda, you sound very positive about it all. Amanda Grimsey, founder of the Attic Theatre School in Nottingham City Centre, who have just celebrated their second anniversary. It's BBC Radio Nottingham.
This is BBC Radio Nottingham.